College student Amanda Knox is returning to her hometown of Seattle today. An Italian appeals court yesterday overturned her 2009 murder conviction. For the last 4 years, the Knox case has been a cause célèbre in three countries, Italy, the U.S., and the U.K., the home country of murder victim Meredith Kircher. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, 24-year-old Amanda Knox has benefited from a tireless public relations campaign on her behalf.
Here in Seattle, the group calling itself Friends of Amanda rented a suite in a downtown hotel to watch the verdict. And if the cheers were hesitant at first, it was only because of the uncertain translation of the Italian legalese. Soon enough, the cheers were replaced by tears of joy.
We did it! We did it, you guys! We did it! We did it!
Friends of Amanda may deserve some of the credit for the acquittal, or at least for making Knox's case in the court of public opinion. They organized volunteers with legal and forensic backgrounds to go on cable TV. They ran social media campaigns, and they raised money to help Knox's parents travel to Italy and give interviews there. Reporter Barbie Lazza-Nadeau wrote a book about the case. She recalls how the prosecutor and the Italian media initially portrayed Knox as a cold-blooded American party girl.
And at that time, after she'd been arrested, her parents, with the help of some supporters in Seattle, decided they needed to take control of the story and take control of her image. So they started the Friends of Amanda group, and they really, I think, did an effective job at controlling the media and controlling the message.
Nadeau says that message control eventually trickled into the Italian media and may have influenced the outcome.
The jury had to walk through the giant media scrum on their way to court every day. The local Perugian papers printed stories constantly about how the American supporters of Amanda Knox are looking down on their city, down on their judiciary, down on their investigators and things like that. And I think it would have been really difficult for this jury not to feel pressure.
The family of murder victim Meredith Kircher felt the need to hold their own news conference before the verdict. Her brother, Lyle Kircher, implied that the trial had become a publicity war.
There comes a point where obviously it's difficult for our legal team who work very hard and do a lot of good work out here to be constantly battling against what's essentially a large PR machine, for want of a better term.
Back in Seattle, Friends of Amanda organizer Tom Wright insists that the credit for the acquittal goes to Knox and her co-defendant, her former boyfriend. Wright says they made their own case in their statements to the court.
I think it was jarring to the Italians who had launched this campaign against these kids to see them for real speaking from the heart, and that they couldn't, they said, how did we incarcerate these children? How did that happen?
And Joe Starr, a friend of Knox's father's, dismisses the talk of media manipulation.
There is no big PR campaign, and you heard this over and over and over. This is just a middle-class family. We're just regular people.
Regular middle-class Americans who know something about how the media work. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.